We pick up in the middle of the daf for Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Toldos, daf Tes Vov on the base with a new perek, perek Shlosha Asar Shofros. The Mishnah says, Shlosha Asar Shofros, Shlosha Asar Shulchanos, Shlosh Asar Hishtachavos, Hayi Bamigdash. There were 13 tzedakah boxes that were shaped like a shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. There were 13 Shulchanos in the Beis HaMikdash. If that sounds strange to you, in Divrei Hayamim, we already have Shlomo HaMelech bringing in many more kelim than the prescribed requirement in the Torah. The Gemara will elaborate on this. And there were also 13 times that they used to bow in the Beis HaMikdash in 13 different places. The family of Mishpachas Rabbi Gamliel, as well as Rabbi Chananya Skan Koinim, used to bow 14 times. V'heichon ha'isi yaseira, where was the extra one for these two families? Keneged diro eitzim, it was next to the shed of wood. Shkei mesoris biyodan me'avosein, there was a tradition from their families. Shesham ha'aron nignas, that there the aron had been stored. During the time of Yoshio, according to many opinions, which we will see discussed in the Gemara, the aron was not sent to Bavel, although there are some who believe that, but according to our Mishnah, at least the tradition of these two families, the Aron had not been sent to Bavel, but rather it was put in a hidden cavern under the Beis HaMikdash itself. In fact, the Rambam codifies this, if I'm not mistaken, in Perek Hei Hilchos Beis HaBechira. According to most belief, following the Rambam, the Aron should be nignaz there to this day. One time a Kohen saw a tile that was different than the rest. He went to tell his friends, the matter wasn't supposed to be revealed, and therefore his neshama passed on. And that's how they knew for sure that that's how the Aron is gonuz there. And this is how the Rambam describes in Hilchos Beis HaBechira as well. The Gemara begins to discuss first the pushkas. Tani, hashofaros halalu akumos hayu, they were crooked, tsaros milimalon urechavos milimaton, they were narrow on top and wide below, mipnei haramoin, in order to save from liars and thieves. The way it would do this is that there were sometimes thieves that would stick their hands into the pushka as if they were giving, and in truth, they were taking. So it was made narrow on top, so they couldn't fit their hands inside. Gemara continues, Tani b'shem, Rabbi Eliezer, ha'aron. Now we go to the subject of the aron. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with our Mishnah. He holds galu imahen lebavel. We mentioned this when we learned the Mishnah. There are some opinions who disagree to say that the aron went with them to bavel. My taima, what is the reason that Rabbi Eliezer holds this way? Because it says, in Malachim Beis, perechof, Pasuk Tazayin, Vayermi Yeshayo al Chiskiyo Shmadvar Hashem, Hine Yomim Boim Vinisa Kol Asher Bevesecha, Vasher Otsu Avosecha Adio Mazeba Vala, Lo Yivaser Dvar Omar Hashem. Pasuk says, Vinasa Kol Asher Bevesecha, Lo Yivaser Dvar Omar Hashem. It sounds like everything will be cleared out, Hashem Yirachim, from the Beis HaMikdash. Particularly, Ein Dvar, when it says the word Dvar, what is that referred to? Elisha Dibros Lasocha. It's referring to Dibros that are inside. V'cheinu Oimer. The Pasuk also says in Divrei Hayom in Perek Beis, V'l'shuvas Hashana Sholach HaMelech Nebuchadnezzar V'yeo Bavela Im Klei Chemdos Beis Hashem. Ezeo Klei Chemdos Beis Hashem Zaha Aron. So there are two different opinions over here whether the Aron was Nignaz or not. We have a third opinion, Reb Shim Ben Lakish. Reb Shim Ben Lakish Oimer B'mikai Mayha Yahar Nignaz. The Aron was Nignaz in its exact spot. Hado d'chsiv, this is what the Pasuk in Melachim Aleph Periches says, Vaya'arichu habadim, Vayiru roshei habadim, Elakoidish al pnei advir, V'lo yiru hachutza. And then the Pasuk concludes, Vayu sham ad yom hazeh. It's a pella that the Gemara doesn't quote the end of this Pasuk, because it seems, according to many Mefarshim, that the limud is from the end of the Pasuk, and if it says ad yom hazeh, the Aron is still at the same place. Once the Gemara brings down this Pasuk, the Gemara points out a steer in the Pasuk itself. Ksiv vayero, at amrit velo yero. On the one end, they saw the Rosh Hashanah, on the other end, it says velo yero achutza. Ella, nirin velo, nirin, this is a famous klal that appears in a few places Rashi Al HaTorah mentions it. If I'm not mistaken, it's in Yuma on Daf Nun Dalid. And that is Bolton V'yotzin, the staves of the Aron, the poles of the Aron went out, Kishnei Dada Isha, like the breast of the woman, that you were able to see its form. Rabbanan Amri Belishkas Dira Eitzim Haya Aron Ganuz. And we learned another opinion. The Rabbanan's opinion were similar to position that we saw in our Mishnah, that the Aron was put in the Lishkas Dira Eitzim. Maisi B'Koinecha Bal Mum Shayu Omen Umefatzel Eitzim Belishkas Dira Eitzim. He was moving wood, the Kohen who actually was an injured Kohen, who was moving wood in Dira Eitzim Rasa Rispashi Mishnah Mechavisea, and he saw a tile that looked different. He wasn't able to complete the thought. That's very similar to what we have in our Mishnah. Interestingly, this description in our Gemara answered something that was bothering me in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that he went to tell his friends when he had seen it, and then he died. And then they knew for sure that the Aron was there. I was bothered if he dropped dead before he told his friends. So then how did anybody know why he dropped dead? However, over here it says he went to his friends and he said, and he wasn't able to finish the whole idea, but it was clear what he was pointing to, and then they understood the depth of what he had seen, as well as, of course, the tragedy that had happened. The Gemara continues, Tana, Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Yoshia adds another dimension to this. He says that the Kohen hit the area with a hammer, and then the fire came out and burned him. Tani Rabbi Yoshia kishala bekarnis v'yatsa esh v'sar fasa. Tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish amar. Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish taught shnei aronos hayahalchin im Yisrael b'midbar. There were two aronos that went with Klal Yisrael in the midbar. There is a braisa in the Meleches HaMishkan that also brings out this idea. Braisa was made a little bit more famous by Rav Chaim Kanievsky, who has Shlita, who has a perish on it. Tanu Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, Amar, Shtei Aronas Hayu Mahalchen Yisrael Midbar. There were two Aronas, one with Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. Echad, Shehoisa HaTorah Nesuna B'Selcha. One had a Torah inside, Echad Shehoya Shivrei Luchos Nesuna B'Selcha. And another that had the broken Luchos inside. Zeh Shehoisa HaTorah Nesuna B'Selcha. The one that had the Torah inside was sitting in the Olamoit. Hadohu dichsiv, and on this pasuk it says, "Varom breis Hashem Moshe leMoshe mikarev haMachne." That was always in the center of the Machne. Zeshayishvurn shivrei luchos asun besochah. The one that had the broken luchos is a very important maimer Chazal. That nichnas v'yotze imon. There were times it would go out with Klal Yisrael. As the pasuk describes, Aron beis Hashem noseh lefneim, it would go in front of them, as opposed to the Aron, which was in the Mikdash, which was always in the center that had the Torah. Upam shei misrei imam, and there were times, according to many Mefarshim, means that it would go out with them to Melchama. For Rabbanan Amri Aron achas hayu, there was only one Aron. Upam achas yatsa bimei Eli, and once went out in the days of Eli v'nishba, and it was taken into captivity. As well known, the pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph Perek Dalet, Vayishacham Shilah, Vayisum Misham Esaron Beis Hashem, etc. Vayuchalachamu Plishtim, Vayinogef Yisrael, Vayaron Elokim Nilkach. The Gemara brings a raya to the shita of the Chachamim, Kroya Misayelu Rabbanan. There is a raya from the pasuk to the Rabbanan. The pasuk says, in regards to the Plishtim, when they heard that the Aron was in the Machane Yisrael, Oilanu miyatzlehem miyadu alikim ha'adirim ha'ele. Mila delochamin miyaman. It was something they had never seen in their days. Now, if you say that the Aron used to always go out to Melchama Klal Yisrael, so Plishtim, who were constantly fighting Klal Yisrael, would always see it. So it could be that this would be a raya, suggests the Gemara, to the Rabbanan, that there only was one Aron, and it hardly ever came out. Some say that Rabbi Yehuda would respond. The Talmud Rash Brash says that Rabbi Yehuda would respond that this time the Aron with the Torah and not the Aron with the Shivrei Luchos went out, and for that they were afraid because that was not the normal way that Klal Yisrael came out to fight. Now the Gemara brings a raya to the position of Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. Koy misel Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish vayoymer shol lachia hagisha Aron ho Elokim. Shol said to Achia, bring close Aron Elokim. Now this was talking about a period where the Aron had been captured. Valo Aron b'Kiryasi Arim Haya. Excuse me, not captured, but rather where David had left it in Kiryas Yarim. So how could it be that Shaul was asking for the Aron HaElikim if the Aron had been in Kiryas Yarim? Just again, a clarification. I misspoke when I said David had put it in Kiryas Yarim. I meant to say that David had taken it later on from Kiryas Yarim, where it had been left for many years. So we see from here that there were two different Arons. V'haraya Shaul was talking about Gisha Aron HaElikim, where clearly the other Aron had been taken into captivity into Kiryas Yarim. Ma'avdin le'Rabbanim, what are the Rabbanim going to do with this pasuk? They will learn Hagisha Lai Hatzitz, that he was not asking for the Aron HaElikim, but rather what he was referring to was actually the tzitz. It had the or, the light, that could light up the Ratzon Hashem. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Tes Zayin Amid Aleph, with these lines on the bottom of Tes Vav Amid Beis.